We'll get on to some League of Ireland stuff now, and let's talk Finn Harps. After such a promising run, the last 2 weeks haven't really gone to plan. That defeat to Cork, and then it's kind of a case of what might have been in the league, leading against Bray and Wexford, but ultimately coming out on the losing side in both occasions.
Yeah, not so good. I suppose kind of like there was a lot made of that Cork game in terms of, you know, an opportunity really to, I suppose, maybe get into the semi-final of the FA Cup for a start. You know, you think you're looking at Cork, who were struggling in the Premier, and you know, and Harps had been going so well. And then it just kind of, it all came crashing down so early. And like when you're missing, you know, Conor Turris, which is a massive player for Finn Harps, this year, and Max Hutchinson as well. You know, so you're pretty much two out of your back four has gone there straight away and conceding early goals. You know, you're up against it. And, you know, that's just kind of been the theme then, you know, going into Bray there last week as well. You know, going ahead, getting yourself ahead, them going down to 10 men, you're thinking, right, let's just, you know, be difficult to beat here now. And, you know, maybe, you know, get a lot more organised and maybe sit in a bit more, but that wasn't the case. And again, just mistakes, you know, penalties, you know, conceding two penalties then, and, you know, just that little bit of an experience maybe to maybe not get caught the wrong side and not to be making silly tackles or... Yeah, and it's just, you know, that was their undoing down in Bray. And then maybe, look, not, you can't be too critical because we know the situation at Harps at the moment. And, you know, Kevin is, he's trying to, you know, establish some young players and, you know, trying to get the older lads that are there to maybe take a bit more responsibility. But it was a bit of a disaster on Monday night, you know, when you look at, you know, three set pieces led to three goals, you know, headers, the same player, you know, who there is taking responsibility for that. And I'm sure after the game, Kevin had a few choice words for the group as an entirety. You know, we would have learned a lot about the group and about some individuals that night, you know, who was willing to, you know, put their body on the line and, you know, who was all in. And when it goes to maybe, you know, with a couple of games to go, and I think there's maybe four games left in the season, you know, who will he be looking to keep for next season? And, you know, who is kind of surplus the requirements at Finn Park? As I said, like he would have learned a lot from Monday night and maybe the last few nights, like conceding 9 goals in 3 games. And maybe up to that, they hadn't conceded 9 goals maybe for 10 games, you know, so... yeah, look, that's a difficult one to take for them, but look, it doesn't get any easier this weekend. A tough trip to Cove, and again, that'll be a real test of character.
Yeah, a long trip south tomorrow night to face Cove, as you say. There are 4 games to go. Is it just a case now of finishing the season as strongly as possible and maybe trying to build some momentum again to go into the off-season with?
Yeah, look, I think it's a case of now there'll be a few players that will be playing for their future and will be playing for contracts next season. Like we've seen what Kevin was able to do in the summer there with the transfer window, you know, bringing in the likes of Mpongo, who's going to be, you know, who hit the ground running for them, scoring, you know, great goals, individual goals. You know, he's just seems to be a real asset to them at the minute, playing with confidence. So he's going to be one, obviously, you know, that other clubs are going to have their eye on too. But with the remaining games, you know, there's not many easy games in there as well. There's no easy games in that league for a club like Harps. And I think it's just a case of, yeah, look, trying to, I suppose, get back on track. Yes, it's difficult away to Cove, who will have their sights set on promotion as well. So you're facing a different beast down there. But I think Kevin will be looking around saying, you know, who's up for the fight? Who wants to be here? Who wants to put their body on the line and give it everything for the last game of the season? And, you know, or who wants to walk around town wearing a Finn Harps tracksuit? I think that's the kind of the two kind of camps that he seems to be dealing with at the minute. And, you know, yeah, so there's still an opportunity for players to say, put themselves in his thoughts for next year, and then there'll be a few that are probably maybe out the door already.
And if we focus on tomorrow night's game, it's, as you say, it's going to be a difficult task to get something from the game down in Cove. Cove are a very good side with still a lot to play for this season. They'll likely end up in the playoffs, and they'll be really looking to get back into the Premier Division. So a tough game ahead.
Oh, definitely so. And you can, as I say, you kind of have two two teams that are like at just the opposite ends of the scale now. You know, like Harps' chances of getting into a playoff are all but gone, and then you have Cove then that's pushing for promotion. So, look, they'll want to go down there and they'll want to be solid, and they'll not want to take a tank in. But you know, something like that, and again, you're looking at the players that were missing. Connor Turris, that like I mentioned, is a bit of a blow for them. I think he's out this week. He's had a really good season. You know, a couple of niggly injuries that have, you know, kind of kept him out for periods, and then the odd suspension. But look, you're going to get that at centre back. But you really do want your full deck going down there to play in those games. And I think it's just a case of, as I said before, there, Ken will be looking around the dressing room and seeing he's up for the fight. And yeah, they'll just really need everyone to have a real 7-8 out of 10 this week to try and get something out of the game.
In terms of that first division picture, it looks very likely, obviously, that Dundalk will be going up automatically as champions, and that maybe Cove, Bray, UCD and Treaty will end up in the playoff spots. If that is the case, who would you fancy to go up alongside Dundalk?
It's difficult, I suppose. And then you look at the teams coming down in the playoff as well. Look, it's going to be, Cove have been there all season. But look, when it comes to playoff games, you just never know. Obviously, we've seen what Bray can do in there. UCD have a decent season, Treaty could be dark horses, you know, kind of pushing late. So you really just don't know when it comes to the playoffs. And then again, look, the team that's coming down, it's looking like maybe Cork might be an automatic coming down. You know, is it going to be Galway? Is it going to be Waterford? So you've got real quality teams coming down there as well. So it's not going to be just cut and dry. And in terms of who goes up and down, there's still a lot of football to play yet. And it's going to be an exciting running.
Another first division games tomorrow: Leaders Dundalk home to UCD, Bray host Longford, Treaty go to Kerry, and Munster Derby and Athlone are at home to Wexford. Now we'll move on to the Premier Division. It could potentially be all over tomorrow night, Keith, if Shamrock Rovers beat Bohemians and Derry lose to Drogheda. Rovers will win the title. How likely is that to happen?
Yeah, look, those games are always massive games. You know, the Dublin Derby. Bows always seem to have Rovers' number when it comes to those games. You know, they always seem to do well. Maybe always not as much at Tala, where the game is this week, but it's a massive week for Shamrock Rovers all in. You know, when you think of, you know, potentially becoming league champions tomorrow night, and then they have the first Conference League game against Sparta Praha of the Czech Republic. They travel out there for that one next Thursday night, and then they have I think they have Kerry at home then in the semi-final of the FAI Cup the following Sunday. So huge week for them. They find themselves in a great position this year. Look, Stephen Bradley again is, you know, showing why he's touted for, you know, maybe some top jobs across the water. He's assembled an amazing squad there, massive experience, you know, all kind of household names, and you know, in terms of the League of Ireland, that have, you know, that are constantly week in, week out churning out performances and, you know, doing really well for their club. And obviously they have a massive carrot with Europe and everyone wants to play in that. So look, their season doesn't really finish tonight, obviously. So they, you know, they have just so much to play for, and it's going to be a difficult one for Bows. Again, look, they've, you know, done really well this season in second place there at the minute, although 10 points behind them. But look, it's always an exciting fixture, and I'm sure there'll be fireworks, no doubt.
Derry City, as I said, they play your old club, Drogheda, tomorrow night. What way do you see that one going?
Yeah, look, it's always a good game, Derry against Drogheda. I think the season so far, there's been a draw the last time there down at Weaver Park. Derry won at home 3-0, and I think then Drogheda beat them in the cup on penalty. So kind of it's hard to know which way this one might go. Drogheda, you know, always really dangerous at home, you know, always, you know, get the crowd behind them, you know, do well at home. That's kind of tight pitch and Drogheda, but it's just, look, that this one could go either way. Both teams pushing. Drogheda, you know, and fifth and 46 points, and, you know, Derry in third. So Derry obviously need that European spot. You know, they've been sort of last year, again, the spending that we talk about maybe with them constantly is always in there. You know, Tiernan Lynch has, you know, assembled a great experienced squad. We know that he's lost Liam Boyce for the rest of the season with a knee injury. Last time out again, another maybe unconvincing home game for them. So maybe they're up, maybe better on the road. They went to Bowes and won a few weeks ago. So look, this one could go either way as well. Two top teams fighting it out for that European spot. So yes, it's really probably too close to call.
What about St. Pat's? They've, a bit similar to last year, they've made a late run. Is it too little, too late for them to make the European spots?
Pats have really kind of flattered to the sea this year. You know, there's a lot of talk about them, you know, tip to win the league. Obviously, we know Stephen Kenny, manager, in there. You know, we have Mason Mealy, who's, you know, has moved to Tottenham and, you know, has been excellent this season. Like, a big win for them against Cork there on Monday night, you know, 4-0. And, like, that was, I suppose, you know, kind of springboards them now. Will that push them on to maybe, you know, try and nick that last European spot? Who knows? Like, they have, you know, they've got a fantastic squad, and, you know, it definitely makes this an exciting run-in with, you know, so many teams, you know, vying for Europe. And again, look, it just shows you that the league is getting ever competitive, although maybe it shows you as well that Shamrock Rovers, you know, been able to get into the Conference League helps their spending power in the off season and when transfer windows open. So yeah, look, it's a massive game for Stephen Kenny, you know, for his resume as well, to maybe, you know, the fact that he was coming back into the league and so much was expected. So yeah, I think watch this space in terms of what will Pats do. But as I said, it definitely makes it an exciting run in.
Yeah, exciting surely. And we'll just finish maybe with a bit of word about the bottom of the table. Galway have had a really difficult second half of the season, and they've gotten dragged right into a relegation scrap. At the minute, you'd have to say it looks like they're going to be in the relegation playoff, and Cork, even though they've made a fist of it, they're down, are they?
Yeah, it would kind of appear that way. You know, like, you look at Galway there, you know, like, I think their last win was the 20th of June, you know, so that's a long time without a win. And, like, you know, I've been involved in those kind of relegation scraps before, and, you know, that's tough, you know, when you definitely be earmarking this game as, you know, an opportunity to try and get your first win in a couple of months. You know, you have Cork coming up there, you know, again, Cork, as you mentioned there, you know, a good result against Rovers there, maybe taking a point off them. But, you know, then against Pats there on Monday night, you know, again, you know, shipping four goals, it doesn't do much for the confidence. And, you know, look, they still have their FAI Cup game against Pats coming up, you know, so that sort of adds a wee bit of, you know, bounce around the place. You still have something to play for. You know, they'd like to think that they're not totally out of it, because they will see the way that Galway have been going. So this is a really big game in terms of what way the relegation battle might actually shape up. And, you know, are Cork totally gone? Will Galway, you know, find a way out of it? So yeah, a really big game ahead, and this is definitely one to keep an eye on tomorrow night.
Yeah, so the Premier Division games tomorrow night are Drogheda against Derry, Shamrock Rovers, who could potentially win the league depending on how things go there, away at Dublin rivals Bohemians. Shells take on Waterford, and Cork are away to Galway United. Keith Curran, thanks very much for joining us on The Score tonight, and we'll be in touch again soon. All right, take care.
Cheers, Mark. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.